Good morning. We're going to talk about faith today. And everybody knows where the faith chapter is, right? Hebrews chapter 11. That's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in a lot of other places too, but you know how that works. I won't stay there long enough for... I won't stay there anyplace else too long. Actually, I'm going to start out in Habakkuk. Habakkuk. However you choose to pronounce it, you won't get any argument from me. Chapter 2 in Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. But first I'm going to pray. Rita, you're supposed to remind me. No, you're not. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we come here to feast on your word today. Because we know that you will lavish it on us. Lord, open our hearts to receive what you have for us. Open our ears to hear, our minds to grasp every part of our being, Lord. Lord, you laid this table up for us today. And we will enjoy what you have for us. Your word comforts us. Your word instructs us. We need you, Lord. I pray that you'd open up heaven for us this morning. And I pray, Lord, you'd touch every person in this room. Your word does not return void. It will accomplish what you sent it out to do. And we ask for nothing more than that. Bless your word today, Lord, please, and bless the people. In Jesus' name, amen. Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. Other translations say, behold, the proud, whose soul is not right in him. But the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by his faith. How important is that? It's quoted three times in the New Testament. Romans chapter 1, verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11, no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10, 37 and 38. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Years ago, the captain of a large vessel set sail with his family from Liverpool, England. His destination was New York. One night when everybody was asleep, a sudden squall arose. The wind came sweeping over the water, struck the vessel, and almost capsized it. Everything movable was sent tumbling and crashing, and the passengers became aware that they were in imminent peril. Everyone was alarmed, and many sprang from their berths and began to dress. The captain's little daughter, just 8 years old, was awakened and cried out with fright, "What's the matter?" When they told her about the storm, she asked, "Is father on deck?" Assured that he was, the little one dropped back onto her pillow without fear. In spite of the howling winds and crashing waves, she was soon fast asleep. The faith of a child. The faith of a child. I remember my daughter, I'd be standing next to the table in the kitchen, and there's a recliner right there, and she would, without me seeing it, she would climb up on the arm of that recliner, and she would say, "Dad," and I'd turn around and she'd be flying through the air towards me. I thank God I never dropped her. A childlike faith. In Mark 11:22, Jesus told his disciples, "Have faith in God. After all, he, our Father, is on deck." You know, this is not supposed to be just an occasional event either. It's supposed to be a daily lifestyle. It's not just have faith. It's live by faith. In Habakkuk, it says the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarries, wait for it. Wait. We sang about waiting. That song is from, actually, that part of that song is based on Isaiah 40, verse 31. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." They shall mount up on wings as eagles. We will soar with the, like the eagles. You know, the word for spirit is the same word in both Hebrew and Greek for the word for wind. And if you ever watch an eagle fly, and I can spend hours watching it, but he just catches those wind currents and he just floats, totally given in to that which is moving him, the wind. It's the same with the spirit. We're supposed to do the same thing. Our attitude and our action is supposed to be the same. Just float along with it. Let him lead you. Wait for it. But we don't like waiting, do we? Writer T. Davis Bunn, in his book, The Amber Room, was talking about one of the characters in the book that was waiting. And he says, "The waiting was hard. Waiting always was. The word alone meant that control, action, and power had slipped from his hands." Do we try to control our situations? Do we? Too much. Of course, I'm speaking for myself. You guys are probably all perfect. "The vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarries, wait for it." And what's being talked about in the vision? It doesn't really say in Habakkuk, does it? But in Hebrews, it does. It says, though he tarries, wait for him. Literally, trust, believe, and anticipate. Expectation. We know it's going to be. 2 Timothy 4:8 speaks of those that love his appearing. Not just those that are going to love his appearing when he comes back, when we see it happening, but those that love his appearance before he comes back. Because we expect it. We anticipate it. We believe it. It's going to happen. See, it's talking about now. In Luke 18:8, Jesus asked, when the Son of Man cometh, will he really find faith in the earth? Faith is not a blind leap. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is a response to God's promises. God says, I will lead you. Faith says, I will follow. God says, I will feed you. Faith says, I will eat. God says, I will meet your needs. Faith says, amen, it is done. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Yeah, I came to realize a long time ago, it doesn't really matter if I believe it. Well, it does, but it's going to be anyway if God said it. He doesn't need my going along with it. But I'm glad I do. Faith. Faith is not a blank check. I don't believe in name it and claim it. A good father doesn't give his children everything they ask for. What would happen if he did? We'd have a world full of brats, wouldn't we? And you know what? We're getting there. Because they've had everything given to them. Everything given to them that they wanted. Not only that, why would I want something that he doesn't want me to have? And, you know, they say, you can't have everything. Where would you put it? I don't need everything. I want just what he wants me to have. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The first thing I notice in that verse is it doesn't just tell me what faith is. It tells me when it is. When is it? Now. Now faith is. The substance of things hoped for. Excuse me. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, if somebody told me I just won a Lamborghini, I'd have a hard time believing it. I'd have an even harder time making the insurance payments on it, probably. But if someone said that, like I said, I'd have a hard time believing it. But if I saw it parked out by my curb and there's a man there holding the title deed up to me on it, then that makes it easier to believe, doesn't it? What is our title deed? Our title deed is faith. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is faith? Faith literally is believing God. Things hoped for. Faith is believing God, good and bad, past, present, and future. Hope is believing God for a future good. Hope is not wish, not in the Bible. Hope is something substantial. It's something. It's a noun. It's not a verb. Romans 8, 24 and 25, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? Verse 25, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. 2 Corinthians 5, 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. That's an interesting word, walk. It's how we progress through our lives. Every step, we walk by faith. How are we able to do that? Because we know him. Because he's always been faithful to us. The evidence of things not seen. What is the evidence of things not seen? God saying it's there. Verse 2 is the shortest verse in this chapter. And a lot of people overlook it. But it's incredibly important. It says, for by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. A good report because of faith. Paul said we are saved by faith and not by works. James says faith without works is dead. Is there a contradiction there? I see some people shaking their heads. In verse 2, it's actually a picture of hope. It's a picture of faith and works working together. Faith without works is dead. James is saying, show me your works and I will believe you have faith. God says, I know you have faith, so show me your works. Put your faith into action. Paul's argument is about being justified by God. James's argument, I believe, is about being justified by man. Show me your works, and I'll believe you have faith. He doesn't say show God your works. Our works are a result of our faith. Faith is the cause of the works. Faith is contrary to the law. But we need to remember that faith is believing God, and believing God is obeying God. We do it because of what he did for us. Works. I heard a story once a long time ago, and I shared it. Some of you may have heard it. About a man that fell off of a cliff, and it's like 500 feet down, jagged rocks at the bottom. Doesn't matter what's at the bottom after 500 feet. But he's able to grab hold of a tree root that's growing out of the side of the cliff, and he's hanging on to it. And he decides maybe it'd be a good time for him to start praying. And he prays real hard. And he hears a voice of God saying, I will save you. let go of the tree root. Faith without works is dead. We can believe God, but if we're not willing to let go of that tree root, then that doesn't really show our faith, does it? Verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Through faith, we understand. The word understand, it's number 3534 in Strong's. It means to exercise the mind. You ever heard someone say they don't understand the Bible? How do we understand the Bible? You know, it's really kind of impossible to understand the Bible unless there's faith. There's faith that God's going to reveal to us what he wants us to reveal. We're not going to understand everything in the Bible the first time we read it. That'd be way too much. We're not going to understand everything in the Bible the second time we read it. We're going to understand little by little what God wants us to understand, what he prepares us for. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Our opening scripture this morning was from Genesis 1, 1 through 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Psalm 33:9, for he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. If God can speak the universe into existence, then he can certainly take care of any problem I might have, can't he? I'm going to read verse 6 simply because I like it. No, there's a lot in verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. How do we diligently seek him? By faith. Where does faith come from? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And what does the word of God say? Matthew 7, 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Jeremiah 29, 13, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. By faith. By faith. Anybody here believe that God is real? Anybody here believe that Jesus Christ walked the earth as a man, even though he's God? Anybody here believe that he died on the cross for you? Anybody here believe that he rose from the grave? You know, there's historic evidence to all that. Over 500 witnesses saw him walking around. Paul said, many of whom are still alive. Go ask them. Josephus wrote about it. Historians have written about it. The testimony, the evidence is a lot more than would convict you in a court. Preponderance of the evidence, they call it. God's word is true. We believe that by faith. We choose to believe. And then God proves himself. In the beginning, God, I was talking about this the other day. In the beginning, God, the foremost difficult words in the Bible. How did it happen? It doesn't say, does it? God presents it, puts it out there in front of us saying, here you go, believe this. And there's hope for you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Trust his word. John 17:17, thy word is truth. You shall seek me and you shall find me when you shall search for me with all your heart by faith. Lord, we came this morning seeking you. We came seeking your word. And Lord, you did not disappoint, but you don't. You never disappoint. Lord, work in our lives in any way you choose to, in any way you will, in any way according to the counsel of your will that you want. Lord, we just want to follow you. Continue the work that you started in us, that you're faithful to complete. Lord, I pray that you'd seal your word in our hearts. Strengthen our faith as a disciple said. And Lord, we're believing we will see you. Just like Pastor Jeff is seeing you now. Oh, what a day that will be. What a day he's experiencing. Thank you, Lord, that we do have that hope. That you, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. That you do provide eternal life. If there's anyone here in this room that's never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to come talk to me. I don't want anybody to leave without Jesus. You don't have to. It's very simple. It's about recognizing you're a sinner. And it's about praying and asking for forgiveness. I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer after me. Just repeat what I say, but mean it with your heart. Jesus, I'm a sinner. I haven't lived for you. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to be my Savior. Come live in my heart. Rule over my life. And help me to live for you. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that the road to salvation is only as difficult as we make it. But you make it simple to understand. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. And I pray, Lord, that you'd continue to bless your people today. I pray that you'd go with us and keep us safe and keep us close to you and keep us focused on you, Lord. And help us come back safe when we meet again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming. That concludes our service.